New armoured vehicles for Ukraine's National Guard were put through their paces Tuesday at an army base outside Kiev. They will soon be deployed in anti-separatist operations in the Donbas region of eastern Ukraine. Watching the demonstration was Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk. He accused Russia of failing to honour the ceasefire deal signed in Minsk in September.
A ceasefire is when nobody is attacking and nobody is dying. Russia signed 12 points on the Minsk memorandum and should fulfill every point of it. Words and deeds are too far apart in Russia.
Pro-Moscow rebels launched an offensive against government forces at Donetsk airport Monday, a key battleground in recent weeks. The Kremlin denies it's giving the rebels military support. One condition of the ceasefire is being met, the exchange of prisoners held by both sides. This swap took place Sunday outside Donetsk. But Kiev accuses the separatists of stretching the peace deal to breaking point.
Over 1,000 hostages have been released during the ceasefire. We are seeing more shootings and attacks by separatists and pro-Russian rebels.
In a provocative move, residents tore down a statue of former Soviet ruler Vladimir Lenin in the eastern city of Kharkiv Sunday. Pro-Russians in the city had defended the statue earlier this year when several others were being destroyed across Ukraine.
It was an insult. We are an independent country and we have a monument to the former leader of the neighboring state, which attacked us at least three times in the last century, and now in this century.
This column of tanks and armored vehicles, free of insignia except for the flag of the self-styled Donetsk People's Republic, was seen traveling through Makiivka on the outskirts of Donetsk Monday. Kiev says only Russia could be supplying such military hardware. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Eastern Ukraine.